All right. So since we know the word that Jesus, Jesus is the living word, don't you know that? Since we know his words are spirit and life, look what Romans says. Romans 8:11. But it's the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised what? Christ from the dead shall also do what? Quicken your mortal body. How? By his spirit that dwelleth in you. Remember that my text said, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? That's what it said. And see, and I said this, and I'll say it again. When I first went to Rhema, the first meeting I went to was in 78 camp meetings in downtown Tulsa Convention Center. And I saw Dad Hagin and others, but he mainly one that ministered, laying hands on people. I see, you know, they had people lined up, hundreds of them. And I see them going down through in the name. People are just falling like you were shooting with a gun. Pow, 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 pow. And I never seen nothing like that before. And then he would get up, he said, laying on the hands is one way. I didn't understand what he was talking about. He said, laying on the hands one way, but it's not the only way. But as I got to study and growing and found out, laying on the hands is one way, but not the only way. And if you understand the person that getting hand laid on, if you don't understand this, you're going to get tripped up if you don't grow up. Because laying on the hands and getting you healed not going to work for you all the time. Y'all looking at me. But this is why he said grow in the grace. I'm going to ask you a question. I said it Wednesday night, so I'm going to ask you the Sunday morning congregation. How many of you got children here? Corey and I have several. What in the world you think Miss Cora Jones looked like trying to hip Ken around on her hip? That boy can't walk, so I'm going to carry him around. What do you think she looked like? We say, what's wrong with that woman? Put that big old grown Negro down and let him walk. I'm saying that real kind, but you know, you put him down. Well, we laugh at that, but we won't do it in the natural, but we want God to carry us around on his hip. Yeah, we do. So when I run into trouble, all I had to do is run down to all the pastor, lay your hand on, get healed. And God will stop that because you need to grow up. Because one day, pastor ain't going to be there to lay hands on you when that pain hits you. Because we don't live together. We don't have the same address. And some of us not even in the same city. And so if you don't know any better, and then when that hits you and you in another place, I'm in another one, what you gonna do? Pastor! And I may not answer my phone. So what are you gonna do? You better know this. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also do what? Quicken. What quicken mean again? Make alive your dead, doomed body. Your mortal body, dead, doomed, mortal body. Make it alive. The healing power you need is right there in your spirit. It's right there. But you want somebody else to activate it for you. But you need to know you got everything you need because grace did it. Did y'all get it? And if you won't develop it, you carry it around all your life and never work for you. But if you start developing your faith and developing yourself, growing up in grace, you can walk in health. Same thing with your prosperity right here. We looking for somebody to hand us something. We think that's what's going to make us successful. Somebody have mercy on and give us something. No, you learn that you got everything in here, and you release it through seed, word, and confession. And you release your faith to receive it. And once you receive it, you don't let nothing else move you. Circumstance, time, space, none of those things moves you. God said it, it's mine, and thank you, sir. And you rejoice. Your house is right here. What you need is right here. But you're looking over yonder, somebody to hand you something. But it's right here. If you don't develop it, you won't ever know it. And then you hear about it, and then just close the Bible up and won't go look. Then get in trouble. You calling somebody to pray you out of it when you should have been getting in it, learning to grow up and walk in it. See, a lot of these things for baby Christian till they grow up where they can walk on their own. But the older Christian, you should be walking in this. Not to condemn anybody, because God never condemns anybody. He wants to encourage every one of us to walk in the fullness that we have in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to go somewhere? See, $1,000 pledge shouldn't frighten us as long as we've been around this place. And see, when you start thinking those crazy thoughts, but you come with some foolishness, some rims on a car, you put 10,000 in. Come on, talk to me, y'all. Come on, talk to me. You won't even question. You go borrow money. Not only talking about giving 1,000, you go borrow some money to get some rims on the car. Cost you $10,000. You more than the car cost. You riding around. Don't even have a place to sleep. How unlearned can you be? And God is trying to bring some revelation to you so you can learn how to walk in it. You can be sufficient. Like the scripture says, you can be sufficient and operate and be a blessing on every occasion that comes up because grace has provided such for you. I know I got one of these messages that there has to be in parts because I could go on to Eden in here and you'll be asleep on me then. But I got something to do. Hallelujah.